You are listening to a Triple D production.
Master? Hello? I guess you're busy. No. I know you're just mad at me. Well, I'll leave a message then. You haven't talked to me for the past few days, sir. I can't blame you. I know a few nights ago, I did something terrible. It was unforgivable. I was tired, and I refused to let you use me. Master, I'm not asking you to forgive me. I fucked up so bad. I know I did. But please, sir, just give me a second chance. I will never, ever refuse your amazing cock ever again. And if for some reason I do, please slap me and fuck me anyway. You don't have to listen to me. I listen to you. I understand that now, Master. I need you, sir. I've been rubbing myself all day, thinking about you. Just come back and do whatever you want to me. I'm sure you want to punish me, right? You could beat me, or choke me, or, well, I remember you saying you wanted to piss in my mouth once, but I thought it was gross. But I don't care anymore. It's not about my pleasure. It's about yours. Piss in my mouth, please. I'll get on my knees and open up like a good little urinal, okay? I bet it's delicious anyway. If it comes out of your cock, it deserves to be worshipped. We could even get in the bathtub and you could shower me with that warm yellow. God, I'm getting so wet right now. Need you so bad, Master. I love you. I love you, cock. I'm laying in your bed with my leash on, and I'm completely naked for you. I think my pussy's leaking out onto your bed. I'm sorry, but it turns me on even more, knowing you're gonna come home and punish me for that too. I really hope as soon as you get home, you bend me over and slap my fat ass until it looks like a tattoo of your handprint. I want you to abuse me. Treat me like the worthless whore I am. Please. Make me like your ass, Master. I'll let you sit on my face. Getting to lick your ass and having your balls rest on my face sounds like heaven to me. I deserve anything you give me. Any abuse, any insult, any punishment. But the worst punishment of all. It's not being able to please you, sir. I have no purpose if you don't let me be your little fuck toy. You know that. So, I'm begging you, please, just let me worship you again, Master. I'll kiss my way up your body, from your feet to your beautiful face, your powerful legs, your gorgeous balls, your godlike cock, your chiseled abs, your toned chest, your delicious lips. I love you so much, Master. I can't live without you. If I haven't proven it by now, then let me say this. In order to continue being your little cum-dum, I will cut off contact with my friends and family. I will never wear revealing clothes in public unless I have your permission. I will never even leave this house unless I have your permission. I will treat you like a god. I'll even call you God if that's what it takes. There's nothing more important in this world to me than making sure you're satisfied, sir. So, if you listen to me this far, thank you, sir. Now, please, please get home and fuck me until I cry. Please, Master.